Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken Kujawa is Regional Director of National Grid, joining me on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline this morning. Ken, thank you for the time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. National Grid starting to roll out smart meters in parts of Western New York. What is the plan in terms of locations that you're starting with?
Sure. So we are in the process right now of deploying smart meters across our entire upstate New York service area. And we've installed about 450,000 so far in the Syracuse and Albany areas. And we just finished building out our network here in the Buffalo, Western New York area that will serve as the backbone for our smart meter program. And so starting in January, we're going to install smart meters at about 4,100 customer locations, primarily in Southern Erie County, and then portions of Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny counties. That work will begin in January and should go through the first quarter of 2025.
When do you expect to be in Buffalo?
So the plan right now is to install the 4,100, which will give us the ability to test our network and make sure everything is operating correctly. And then starting next summer, we will start deploying the meter installations on a more robust basis in Western New York. It's going to take us about 2 years, starting next summer, to get through all the meter installations. Our service area out here in Western New York covers 11 counties. We go out as far east as Ontario County, and we have about 543,000 installations that we have to do in Western New York. So it'll take us about 2 years. So we'll be into 2027 before we have everything complete here.
What's the biggest reason to switch to these?
So the meters that customers currently have at their homes and businesses today are called AMR meters. And we went through a similar process 25 years ago where we switched out all of the meters for all of our customers across upstate New York. And those AMR meters have basically reached the end of their functional life. Those meters that we use today don't require us to come to your home. We drive a truck down a street and a radio signal bounces off of the meter to our truck, and that's how we read your meter. But those meters are reaching the end of their useful life, and so what we're doing now is embarking on a plan to introduce the latest technology in electric metering, which are the AMI 2.0 smart meters, and that's the technology that National Grid will be utilizing.
I don't think I have to tell you, there's a lot of angst with these. I'm sure you saw what happened when NYSEG rolled them out, many people complaining about skyrocketing bills. Should we expect the same? Or if not, why not?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we've installed about 450,000 in the Syracuse and Albany areas, and we haven't had any issues with complaints regarding customer bills. Now, if you know we do switch out your meter, we install an AMI meter at your house or your business, and you have questions or something doesn't appear to be right, and we have an AMI team that customers will be able to call, speak to a representative. We'll do everything we can to answer any questions that you may have. But really what the meters do is, from a functionality standpoint, it's going to allow customers to get their hands on significantly more information in a real-time basis that will allow them to make decisions about how they use energy at their home or at their business. It's a massive leap from where we are today, where customers get their bill from their utility company at the end of the month after they've already consumed the energy. Customers are now going to be able to see in real time how much energy they're using in their homes. And then later on next year, we're going to be rolling out an app that will allow customers to actually see how much each appliance in their home is consuming from an electricity standpoint. And in the end, what we're hoping for is that customers will start to really focus on how they consume energy so that they can become smart, efficient consumers of electric energy.
I see. You know, whatever happened to the benefit of living near the Great Lakes? It always was talked about, you know, cheap hydropower is right here. It seems now like that's not a benefit anymore.
Well, the hydropower that comes from the New York Power Authority's Robert Moses power project up in Lewiston, that power is earmarked under federal law to be allocated and distributed based on the laws that were written back in the 1950s and 1960s. And basically what it does is it requires that half of the output from the Robert Moses Power Project be earmarked for municipal electric systems here in Western New York and New York State. And then 695 megawatts of that power is earmarked for industry located within a 30-mile radius of the Robert Moses Power Project. And that's why we still see a lot of large manufacturing companies here in the area, because most of them have allocations of power from the New York Power Authority. And so a lot of what comes out of Robert Moses helps support manufacturing customers, keeping their electricity costs in line with their competitors and also within their corporate structures, with the intent of making those plants as competitive as possible so that they stay here in Western New York, remain here, and hopefully create jobs.
Okay. Do homeowners get a benefit, too, of living here?
Not
as much?
Not from a pricing standpoint. Focus on what comes out of Robert Moses is tied to manufacturing customers, but for those companies that are located, for those individuals that live in areas where they have municipal electric systems, for example, Springville, Jamestown, Akron, they get their power from the New York Power Authority. They may not get all of it, they may get a portion of it, but those municipal electric systems do enjoy the benefit of getting power from NYPA.
Well, hey, Ken, thanks for explaining so much of this to us.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.